Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guests, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or of a host or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, in the world, but not of the world. Your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong. And I thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. I put a little something out. I'm not talking about you unless I'm talking about me. And we're going to use the scripture. I believe that's going to be, Galatians 6, okay? It's not a teaching. It's something we can relate to. It sort of like gives us a way to go, like a stepping stone. But first, I'm going to read part of Galatians 6, and then I'll have introduction to my guests, and then we'll get started. It's going to be a little discussion. It's mainly about my life, the before, during, and the after, okay, and what you, the next person in line, can do for yourself. If you see that you need a change in your life, something for the better, something that is not as the world. I saw everything in the world. Everybody's running toward the same goal, but we're all different. People fall along the wayside. Dreams, they're collapsing. They're getting deeper and deeper into the pit. Darkness is serving a purpose for them. Darkness, it's an evil way. Okay? And, like they always say, there's two sides to every story. A lie and the truth. Just like there's an up and a down, a left and a right, an in and an out. There's good and evil. Same way. Okay? So, I'm going to read a little bit of Galatians 6. Of course, I'll be reading out of the King James Version. And it goes as such. Okay. Starting at verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye, which are spiritual, resource such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. In other words, we're not going to be putting people up on pedestals, and we're not getting a part of it. We all are equal, men, women. We're all equal. It's not that a woman should walk behind us. She should be alongside of us. And a man and a woman, if they're husband and wife, those two are as one, being on the same level, okay? And as they say, it's good to disagree, We're all not the same. We're different. We have different views. We have different opinions and ideas. But it's good to disagree because we can come to a point in the middle, whereas we will eventually agree, okay? Now, let's go. Verse 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his, necessarily saying you can't get a little help, but every man is responsible for his own self. No matter what kind of issues he got, where his mind is at, we're all responsible for our own self. Verse 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth. in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Okay? For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So we have to beware of, you know, that little itch we get. You know, every now and then we got to let that itch go. You know, I can't be scratching that. No. It's going to take me over there, and I can't get back. Okay? But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting, life everlasting. And let us not be weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And, of course, that household of faith is children of God, fellow heirs with Jesus Christ. So, in other words, there has to be a separation somewhere. You know, we just can't live in the world doing what we've been doing and think we got it going on, you know. That word Christian, I don't like to use it because people have taken it and flipped it and twisted it and stomped it. And you know, hey, everybody's a Christian. But what did you do to get there? You know, it's not that you just call yourself that and you don't do your evil deeds in the open behind closed doors at the crib, you know. You're beating your wife and you're smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? And you're spending up the money, you know, stuff like that, you know. There has to be a separation, mind, soul, and body, okay? All right. Okay, that's the basis for a little discussion. But first, I want to open up the mic. I see my my usual caller is there. Okay. Good evening, Miss Margaret. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good for a Thursday evening. Oh, yeah. Thank you for calling. And,
you're so awesome. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I let people know that you're faithful in calling and you get something out of it, whether it's said by me or somebody else, or it comes out of your mouth, you know. But this is just a discussion.
Yes, I do.
I don't teach, you know what I'm saying? I ain't preaching, you know what I'm saying? It's just a discussion. And most of it is based on my lifestyle, as I said, the before, during, and then the after, you know. Before, what my life was, it was all in shambles, and then I saw the light, and I started to walk therein. God gave me revelation. I changed my life. I asked him to save me from my sin. He did, and he gave me new, he opened my eyes. So I changed my lifestyle, and it's not that I turned out to be a millionaire, but he brought me from the drug addiction. He reconciled me with my family, you know, and I just thank him for that. That's more than riches for me right there, you know, being back in connection with my family, who I disowned once upon a time. But God, we have to look to God for all things. You know, we make decisions of our own. We make those decisions of our own, and where do we wind up? We wind up back at square one because we didn't take time, we didn't do it right. You know, a lot of times things come out right for us, but the majority of times it's God allowing those things to happen for us, you know, because he is our creator, our redeemer. He is our judge, and had it not been for him, we wouldn't be here talking at this time. We didn't do anything to get here. It was because of the love that God had for mankind when he first created him. And even though mankind has done stepped off, doing a little bit of everything, you know, not honoring God, but the deeds that he's doing, God, he is long-suffering. He is long-suffering, you know. He has not left us, but we have left him. So we need to return. We need to get that new mind, even though there's some things in our past or in our present life that, you know, it helps us out. There's some things that we can hold on to, the values in life, the values of life, you know, the love for people. But we do have to get a new We have to get a understanding and become a new person. You know, hey, I can't go to church, serve God, and read the Bible and go back home and, you know, smoke a weed all day. That ain't working because it's against the Bible. And God's word tells us that it's our reasonable service to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. So in other words, we shouldn't put anything foul in this body no matter what. No, even though I did all kinds of stuff, I don't do it now. You know, and my body's sort of like rejuvenated. It's healing itself to a certain extent because I put it, it just didn't make any sense. You know, I just tortured myself thinking I was enjoying it, but it was all part of the big lie. And Satan, he is the father of lies, you know, and he's the accuser of the brethren. Because we serve and honor God, he wants to put God down. So we can turn and say, well, God, he ain't doing that for me. I go back to what I was doing. And then we wind up being destroyed. Because the devil, he comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? All right. Now, real quick, I'm going to speak. Good evening. Good evening, bro. Just a quick salutation. Glad you tuned in. Hope you get something out of it, have a comment or so, or, you know, encouragement, or, you know, a glimmer of hope or whatever. Thanks for calling, okay? Okay. Good evening, miss. Sis, where you at?
Good evening.
Holla. Glad you tuned in to join me, okay? Glad you tuned in. And we have another caller on. I'm going to extend a salutation. Good evening. 828-302. Good evening. Glad you joined us. Okay? Welcome to Ambassador for Christ. Okay? Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. At this time, if anyone has a prayer request, they can speak it out before God. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask, sis, would you mind leading the prayer for us?
Most precious and all-wise God.
Yes, Lord.
We come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, thanking you for who you are in our lives, thanking you for just allowing us to wake up to another beautiful day, watching over us all day long, letting us come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thanking you because we know, God, that you are a healer. All that we need is in you. And when we come to you in the name of Jesus, we know you goes to the Father for us. Father, we love you today, God, and we thank you, God, for just giving us this opportunity to call on your name. All that we need is in you. We thank you, God, because if it had not been for Jesus, we wouldn't be here today. But you hung on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you because all that we need, all we have to do is come to you, and you go to the Father for us. Oh, God, just help us to surrender all unto you, Lord. Oh, God, help us just to look to you at all times, knowing, God, that we can do nothing without you. Oh, Lord, our life is in your hands, Lord. Look down on all of our loved ones today, Lord. All of our children, our loved ones, Lord. Look down on them today, Lord. The sick, the afflicted. If so many people hurting today, Lord. Oh, God, they don't know about you, Lord. But your love and your mercy, God. Oh, God, have spared their lives, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, look down on the ones in the prison today, Lord. The ones in the hospitals, God. It's so much sickness, God. But we know, God, that you are a healer. And you know, you hear our prayer today, Lord Jesus. Look down on the ones that's in school, God. Oh, God, there's so much evil in the land. But, God, we know, God, that you are merciful, God. And if we hold fast and we have, Lord, you will see us through. We can count on God. We can't count on man anymore. because, man, they've got the world in a mess. But, Father, we can always count on you. You said you will be with us always, even to the end of the world. Oh, God, all you want us to do, Lord, is just call on your name. All you want us to do is trust in you with all of our heart, Lord. Not lean upon our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Father, remember everyone on the prayer line, on the show tonight, God. You know what they need, God, even before they ask, God. You said you know our thoughts, even above, God. Now, Lord, we're leaning on you tonight. Whatever we need, Father, you got it, God. All we got to do is trust you, oh, God, and wait on you, Lord. Because our time is not the time, and you always on time, God. Father, we're giving it to you tonight. Oh, God, bless everyone on it tonight, God. And let us acknowledge you. We just want to say thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your healing power. Oh, God, you're a mind regulator. You're a burden bearer. All we got to do is trust you. Whatever comes our way, all we got to do is trust you. Because you love us, Lord. That's why you sent your son, oh, God, into this wicked world. They didn't even realize who you were. But, God, you died on the cross. God, we might have eternal life. Oh, God, and we say thank you right now for all that
thank
you have done and for what you're yet going to do. Oh, God, have your way tonight on the service, God, on the broadcast, Lord. Bless whatever to be said, God. Let it touch every heart, God. Oh, God, help us to receive what you have for us tonight, God. We say thank you in advance. We ask you these things in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sis, for the prayer. Appreciate
yes,
that.
Lord, yes, Lord.
And it's for
Lord.
Us to,
thank
it's for us to
Jesus.
Pray for our own selves.
Thank you, Lord.
And times when we
thank
need
you,
other people to pray with us
yes,
and to pray for us. But we have to get
yes,
to that point
yes,
to where
yes,
we is
yes.
all power. All
He's
knowledge.
All power.
And presence.
All power.
And we have to go to him. As Matthew 6 and 33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And his righteousness.
And all these be added unto you. See, we have to get out of the natural and get into the spiritual world. There is a spiritual world present right alongside this natural world. You know?
Let us have a humble spirit. A humble heart.
We have to. Even though we learned in the world, we were raised in the world, you know, we picked up this, we learned that, we understood this, we went to school for this, we went to school for that, we still have to get knowledge of the Creator. Now, I'm not, you know, trying to impress upon anybody that, hey, you know, you got to go my way or no way. No. Salvation has appeared to all men, and salvation
but the word
complete deliverance, because Adam in the garden, he committed the sin of disobedience. God told him not to eat of that tree.
Yes, he did.
And
yes,
even though his wife gave it to him, he still ate.
He ate it.
But the ball was given to him, and he ate. And hey,
he ate.
Their little world, their little perfect world fell through. God, out of he had to struggle, scrape the ground for his little foods, you know what I'm saying? It was going to produce weeds, thorns and thistles. It wasn't going to be as fruitful as when God supplied it, see? So by doing what he did, we came right down that same trail, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Doing what we wanted to do when we wanted it, no matter what the consequences. You know, and it just gotten to that point today to where people getting comfortable with doing evil. They're just getting comfortable. When I was a kid, It was like, man, I was scared to do anything wrong because I didn't want to go to jail. But look at people today. They don't care. It's like
don't
they just go out and do stuff. Yeah. And if they're not blowing their brains out, they're going to jail for the rest of their life. Come on now. That don't even seem right. It doesn't seem right. You know, but we have to get to that point where we realize there's something different than this life. You know, we can have it all. We can have our health. We can have a bag full of money. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all the friends in the world, but there's still something missing. Still something missing. And that is God put in us when he created us. He created us in his likeness. In his image created he, male and female. You know, he didn't create two men. He didn't create two women. He created a man and a woman.
Yes, he did.
And man decided to take it upon himself to do what he felt like doing, you know. And laws that two men can marry, two women can marry, a person can marry an animal. It's all kind of stuff going
but
on.
But if they want
you know, but, yeah.
Do what they want
but see, to. I don't talk about you unless I'm talking about me because I've been there and done that. I have. I've been there and done that and went through and after all these productive years, I wasted. And I look back and I say, I wasted all those years. I got nothing to show for it. 53 years working. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's a millionaire so many times over. Don't have it like that because my mind was somewhere else. Satisfying my flesh instead of, you know, understanding what life is all about. You know, but life is happening to everybody. He's going through the same thing. But of God, it draws us in our life when I've been exposed to the spiritual side of where God abodes, where God dwells, like in heaven, it's a spiritual thing. And we have been enlightened to step one over. Give up the love of the world, you know. Give up the desires of the flesh, you know. We can have it all, but still something's missing somewhere deep down inside. And I can't speak for everybody, but I know that there's something missing in all of us. We can accumulate everything. And the word of God, it tells us why, get that scripture. Let me get that scripture. See, there's a block being put in my way to keep me from, you know, getting it right. Okay? I don't want to give you my version or tell you what I think or what I feel. I want to base everything on scripture here. You know? Like I said, I can't talk about you unless I'm talking about me because I've been there and done that. But I don't want to talk about what you're doing, you know. I just want to mention how I got from point A to point B, you know. And it was an opportunity. It was a free opportunity giving me the worldly stuff, you know, running behind this, trying to accumulate that over there. As my pastor would say, he's never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. So all these things that we accumulate in life, what happens to them? We leave them here for the next person in line. Yeah, and there's nothing we can do about it. We can't control nothing after we have left here. And if we leave here the wrong way, there's no life in the grave. There's no life in the grave. It's death. That is death. Eternal death. You know, as I always say, you need to get your ticket. You need to get your ticket early. Put it someplace where you can't lose it. Nobody can't take it from you. Because when the train leaves the station, y'all, the train's going to leave the station. It ain't going to make no stops along the way. And it's not going to make any return trips. So if we don't have our ticket to catch that train, we're done. We're done. You know, John Hagee, he come up with the film or is that Kurt? One of them guys, he came up with the film, Left Behind. we don't know what it's going to be like because we're going to want to be out of here. Don't want to be in all that chaos, you know. But we have to get to that point. We have to get to that point. Mm-hmm. Yes. If we don't get to that point, we are going to be left behind. We're going to be lost. We're going to be without. Okay? Now, that scripture is Mark 8:36. Okay? Mark 8:36. Let me get it for you here. Mark 8:36. Again, King James Version, Mark 8:36. All right? Okay. Here I go. Mark 8:36. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh. See, my equipment wants to get me through changes now. Okay. All right. Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, Jesus Christ, and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. You know, that just seemed like just words to me, you know. But we do some research. We get to understand. And we find out what these words mean, you know. We find out what these words mean. And we go from there. And God, he will allow us to get an understanding. He would allow us to get an understanding. Mm-hmm. And as we get an understanding, it's just like growing up from a child, you know, to a teenager, a young adult, middle-aged adult, and then a senior. You know, we learn as we go, and we accumulate as we go. There are things that we accumulate we need to get rid of, as they call it, spring cleaning, you know? We got all this stuff embedded within us. Now, I can remember I got stuff embedded in me from when I was a kid and teenager, you know? But see, that has no place in me now because those things are useless, you know? I have used them up either for evil or used them up for good. But I need to get rid of those things because we have been allowed a brand new day either to do evil things or to do good things. And I look at myself, I have to do some cleaning each and every day. You know, I shouldn't be wanting to bring yesterday into the equation when it's not going to take me into tomorrow. You know, I need to just leave it right there, dead in its tracks, and improve on that moment forward. You know, I can look back, of course, but when I look back, is it going to do me any good to look over my shoulder? Now, scripture, there's a scripture that says, it mentions that he that looks back, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back, he's not fit. He's not worthy for the kingdom. So as we move forward in our lives, we leave behind that stuff back there. We try not to mix it in the times to come. Because, see, Satan, he's going to put his foot in that mix, and he's going to want to hold us back, keeping us from getting to a higher level because he does not. He does not care for God. And he really don't care for us, you know, serving God. He wants to be the one in control. But God created him. How can the created rule over the creator? There's no way. There's no way. Because the creator can destroy the created anytime he wants to. But he is just giving the created Satan has given him leave to himself. As the word says, hell was created for the devil and his angels. It was not created for man, woman, boy, and girl. No, no. It was not created for us. So we have no business going there. You know, we have to get, as I keep saying, we have to get to that point where as we understand and realize and we can see the truth is right in front of us. You know? There are times when my mom, she would tell me to go find something. You know, and I go looking and I come back and say, no, I couldn't find it. You know, and she would, go straight for herself. And she would come back and she would tell me, well, if it would have been a snake, it would have bit you because it's right there in front of me, but my focus is all around it, everything that doesn't matter. And a lot of that is in the world, the truth, and what a person should be doing, loving their neighbor as they love themselves, you know, instead of trying to build this tall fence. You know, so you can't see your neighbor can't see you, but your mind is working. I wonder what he's doing over there. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know, we need to be about love because God is love. God's wrath too now, but God loves mankind so much that, like I said, he sent his son into the world to die for me and you. Because we couldn't die for ourselves. There was no way. But Christ, he went to the cross. He took our sins. He took our wrongdoings. All those things that I used to do, he does not keep those things towards me. You know? He took all my sins, even though it was over 2,000 years ago. He took my sin and my sins, the sin of disobedience, which is the Adamic nature. You know, every person is born with that because it comes from Adam, and it's passed down through the generations. Just like me, there are certain characteristics and whatever else in me, my DNA or my wife's DNA, when we were in the world in sin, they're in our children, you know. And we have to get ourselves to that point to where we realize and understand that, you know, hey, I'm a good guy. You know, I've heard people say, well, I'm good. I don't do stuff to people, but we still have to get rid of that nature. You know, we have to get rid of that nature. We have to, because if we think we got it going on, if we die, you know what I'm saying? Just like what Lazarus and the sick man that was, he wanted just the crumbs that was falling from his table. The rich man's table, he couldn't get them. But in the afterlife, the sick man, he was in torment. He was in hell in torment.
The rich man,
he was in torment, yes. And the other guy, the guy that was sick, he was in bosom, you know. So it's not that we think we got it going on in this life and we're going to do well in the next life. Like I said, we can't take nothing with us. We can't even take our bodies with us. We can't take our body.
Mm-mm.
No. That doesn't go with us. Our soul is what's left. God created man, and he mentioned to dust we will go. The body was created from the dust of the ground, not the dirt of the ground. Dust. Dust has no value. Man was created from the dust, and back to the dust we will go. And if you were to see a body that has rotted away after so long, and the wind comes, it blows, it's nothing but dust.
Mm-hmm.
As it rots away. So, as I always say, we have to get to an understanding, y'all. You know, we can't be playing follow the leader. Well, I think this guy, he's some good stuff. Let's go behind him. See which way he's going, you know, or see how far this is going to take us. We are all individuals. We all have to give an account for the things done in our own body. We cannot blame the preacher. You know what I'm saying? We cannot blame our parents. We cannot blame the boss on the job. You know, I can't blame my kids. You know, some people got hard-headed kids. They want to blame their hard-headed kids. No, no. The parent is the parent and the child is the child. If the parent does not put their foot down in the beginning, the child will become the parent and the parent will become passive like the kid, you know. But getting an understanding about why are we here, y'all? Does anybody know why we are here? Why are we here? Why are we here? Because God loved us. He loved us, and we were the ultimate creation. We were in control of everything in the world until Adam, hey, you know, the fruit, it looked good to his wife, you know, and hey, he just accepted it. You know, I'm thinking his wife must have been mighty, mighty good looking for him to just overstep his bounds and eat of that fruit. And once he ate of it, his eyes were open and he realized he was naked. Then he goes to hide himself from God, who can see, you know, he knows the intents of our minds way from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But he's mm-hmm. going to hide himself because he knows he's naked and he's scared. He's ashamed.
Shame. Right.
Ashamed.
And
but God,
okay.
That's right. But God made a way for him. God made a way for me. God can make a way for you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been there and done that. Where most people are going through right now, mm-hmm. I've been there already. I've been there. And then to a lot of people, they haven't even been close to where I was at. Drug addiction for over 20-some years. But God, y'all. But God.
Let go.
So many times I got tired of being tired myself. I was tired. Upset with me, I was angry at me, but I could not do anything. So I had to ask somebody. I went to the rehab. Hey, they gave me one question. They said, you need to get your high power. And I was kind of confused because I still had alcohol and drugs in my system. So as I began to get that clear, that clear-headedness, you know, breathing some fresh air, it just came to me. Just like that. And I said, oh, my God, it was there all the time. I'm looking all over the place wanting somebody to tell me something I don't know. I knew all about it all the time. It was within me. God is my higher power, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that from reading Scripture. The first, the first four words in the Bible, in the beginning, God. It wasn't in the beginning, Wes. It wasn't in the beginning, my father or my parents. No. It was not in the beginning, my children. No, no, no. God. God. Had it not been the Lord that was on my side, I would have been shot down in the street or I would have been shot down in my own place because I was in sin. You know?
God.
But God. And he can do the same thing for the next man in line. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to be embarrassed to turn down what the world has for us, of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He gives us what we need, whatever we need. The basics, I consider my needs as basics, you know, food, clothing, and the extras. God gives them to me because he sees there's a need. And then, too, if I put myself in, roll over onto him, you know, I'm sincere about what he has given me already, and I'm a good steward trying to take care of what he has given me, you know, he'll give me the desires of my heart. You know, every now and then, he might give me a bag of money. Okay, all right. You know, he might give me opportunity to take a vacation. Take my wife somewhere special, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We come back, I'm sick as a dog, but hey, I'm still thanking God because he made a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he is going to be with me whether I'm feeling good, whether I'm feeling bad, whether I'm hey, on top of the world or I'm in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
We have to realize that God comes first. God comes first.
He comes first. Mm-hmm.
He comes first. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've been there and done that. You know, just at first it was a voice from the street because it was me. I was crying out, a voice from the street, my voice from the street. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, it was voices from the street because I realized where it was wrong, where I was going. And it was that I was trying to get a message through to those I left out there. You know, if they hadn't died, they're still living, and a lot of them were still suffering. As I suffered until I let it go. And then now, a new beginning, ambassador for Christ. In the world, but not of the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm not doing the things that, you know, my neighbors are doing. You know, they chugging the food, and they, you know, they might be burning the weed, you know. And, you know, those things are detrimental to my body. Because I burned myself out years ago. Now, this is what the effects of all that stuff, hey, it tears your body down. And if we don't give it enough time to rejuvenate itself, you know, we'll be old before our time. Talking about you unless I'm talking about me. See? And the fact that I'm putting the next man down, I'm just letting the next man know that if God did all that for me and brought me out of all that, he can certainly bring you out, you know. And it's not that you have to have been a drug addict most of your life or 20 or 30 years or, you know, or you did murders or whatever. You know, it's not that you have to be afraid that he's not going to forgive you. We have to ask, you know. And the word says we don't have because we ask amiss. And when we ask for the wrong things, of course, God's not going to give it to us, you know. He's not going to give it to us because we're not worthy to just ask for stuff, and he's going to give it to us. No, that's, you know, it's a blessing to get stuff, but have the simple stuff is the best to have. And then we go from there, and God can graduate us, take us to a different level. But we have to take our own selves to another level. You know, we have to be prepared. We have to get ourselves in a position to be able to handle the next level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't think I can handle it. I just don't think I can handle it, you know, because I've never been subjected to anything, just a thought in the head maybe, but not to actually receive something like that. I'd probably be scared to death, you know. But to be put in the position in order to receive. It's a blessing from God for me to have. He will make it available for me to be able to deal with it, you know.
Mm.
But I can't talk about you unless I'm talking about me. And it's not that I'm one of the chief sinners or anything like that, but I did my thing. But I asked God to forgive me. And when I asked God to forgive me, I came up out of that and left that behind, you know. I didn't write it down and go back and check it out every now and then, you know. No. I don't ask myself, well, I wonder what I'd be doing if I still be out there in the street living in those abandoned houses and eating out the garbage can, you know what I'm saying, taking a shower maybe once a week. I don't ask myself that because I'm away from that, and I'm thankful that God brought me up out of it. You know, it's a new day to do a new thing, y'all. We have been blessed to see this day since yesterday. So we don't have to bring yesterday up into today unless it's part of God's plan. And God's will be done.
Mm-hmm.
It will be done. You know, I'm going through some stuff right now. So when I was doing the drugs, it wasn't that I was healthy, but I wasn't sick in and out of the hospital. I gave it up. I asked God to forgive me, you know. He gave me back my wife and my children. You know, we reconciled. And It wasn't long after that I got sick. I got sick. You know, I got healed from that with and without the doctors. After that, hey, 5 lung collapses. Now, where did this stuff come from? You know what I'm saying? God, he was there every time, brought me through that. Now I'm going through this other health issue, cancer in my body. But I'm not crying. I'm not down boo-hoo-hooing. I can't do this. I can't do that. He has blessed me to still be able to go to work, to look out for my wife, to help take care of our home, and also to do some things that we like to do, visiting people, you know, take a little trip. It may not be long, but we can still, you know, we still have driver's license, in other words, to God, because the used to be is over. It's a new day, you know, and we honor God for what he is to us, and we're trying to relay that to other people. We were like y'all, but we're not like y'all now. We have come up out of that thing, and it don't shine, the sun don't shine every day, but at least we're able to see it, you know, and that's truly a blessing, okay? All right. I got the mics open. Sis, would you like to have anything to say real quick? And then I'll see if anybody else has a comment.
Well, the thought came to me when you were saying that. The thought came to me. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We may have we may have not done the same thing, but we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because I've done things in my life, but I thank God that he gave me my sins and brought me out of darkness into the light. And I'm thankful that I'm walking in the light and that I'm his child and that I'm no more a stranger to him, but I'm a friend of God. And, you know, it's not hard to be a Christian. It would be in Christ-like. It's just making up your mind, asking him to forgive you of your sins and coming into your life. It's just changing partners. And that don't mean every day is going to be a flower bed for bees. No, it's not. Some days you might have to, you know, but you're just making up your mind, I'm going to serve the Lord. I love you, Jesus. And and just read the God, learn of God, to learn of me. You have to know, you have to learn of him. He'll help you to live right. He'll help you to live holy. You want to serve him and be a part of him. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. That's what it's all about. You don't walk like you walked before you received him into your heart. Because you you read the word and you go to church and listen to the preacher preach. That's how you learn of God. And you read the word yourself, and he gives you understanding. And you learn it takes time to live holy. You don't learn it all over in one night or one day or whatever. And as you learn God, he'll teach you how to live holy. You fall in love with Jesus, and you want to serve him. He puts that love in your heart, and you love people. You don't want to do evil. You don't want to do wrong. Your desires change, and your habits change. Well, you used to, maybe if you was a liar, you don't practice sin. You don't lie and do all those things anymore. That's the old man. Praise God. He puts love in your heart for your fellow man. You're a different creature. Yeah. Praise God.
Right.
You're the old man that you used, a woman that you used to be. Your desires change. That's what the sinner man can't see.
Amen.
He don't see that. You, when you get saved, well, you don't do the same things you used to do. And the sinner man don't realize that. Because why? You change from the inside out. Your walk is not the same. Praise God.
That's right.
You got a new look on life. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that. You enjoy going to church and talking about the Lord. And you being home, sometimes you just singing and go, you got joy on the inside.
Joy is not happiness is when somebody gives you something. But joy comes either from the inside. You can just think about the heart, and that joy just, it's overwhelming on the inside of you. Praise God. Things can happen, but that joy can still be on the inside. Praise God. That's what it's all about with Jesus. He puts joy down in your soul. Praise God. Sometimes I'd be here in the house shouting to get in my feet. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank God, you don't have no strength. Praise the Lord. And you can tell somebody else about it. I tell you, it's something about the name of Jesus that I can't It is. It's something about the name of Jesus. And then you know him for yourself to have that relationship with him. You have to have a prayer life. You have to talk to him. Praise the Lord. Have a prayer life with him. If you, just like if you don't eat food all week, praise God, you're going to be weak. But if you don't pray all week, you're going to be weak. But you have to talk just like a husband and wife relationship. If y'all don't talk to nothing and go on, you ain't got no relationship together. Y'all live in the same house or nothing. Just live in the same house together and don't talk and tell them you ain't got no marriage. But y'all have a relationship with one another. And that's why we have to have a prayer life with the Lord. Sometimes you have to feel away and talk to the Lord. And that's the closest you got with one another. Praise the Lord. And then when you get with the saints and begin to sing and pray, the Spirit of God just begins to show up. Praise God. It's something about the name of Jesus. I tell you the truth. And you don't have to have no crowd. You can be by yourself and just begin to praise the Lord.
Amen.
About the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So he's real. He's not dead. He's alive. He died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, but honey, he's still alive. You know why? Because he lives down on the inside. He's on the inside of me. And when you begin to talk about it, it begins to stir him up, praise God. I tell you, he's alive and he's not dead. So I'm so thankful tonight that I know it for myself. Praise God.
Amen.
He's good. He's not dead. He's here alive. Praise the Lord. I thank God for who he is. And I tell you, when you begin to talk about him, it stirs you up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So just be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged to know for yourself that we're going to send for ourselves one day. We're going to send for ourselves. That man that died on that cross, he rose from the dead. He didn't say if he rose up from the dead. He's coming back like he said he would. Praise God.
Yes,
the church of that Father Franco or any such friend. We're going to live for our faith. Praise God.
I want to ask real quick. Elder, would you have a couple of words? We don't have much time. Do you have a comment or encouragement? A couple of words for us?
Shalom. Shalom, my friend. God bless you, David. That's a good word coming across tonight. I've been just enjoying hearing her speak right there. Thank God that he that made me a brand new creature in him. I'm changed because he changed me years ago. And I thank God for the mind to live holy, to live right, to live separated life from the world. Because the Bible tell me, said, come ye out from among them, be ye separated, said the Lord. Turn not to anything that I will receive you as my son and my daughter, and I'll be your God. And when we get in trouble, when you find ourselves in deep water, we can always trust the one that walked on that water. Because he's always trusted. Everywhere I go, God is there. Everywhere I am, God is always there. Can't get anywhere from his presence. Don't want to get out of his presence. I need more in my life. I said, God, you have blessed my life. But what I need the most right now, my friend, is more of God in my life. God bless you. Say something happy at the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Lord.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
We love you.
Thank you.
We love
thank
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
For being
hallelujah.
Part of
hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. We got a comment.
Thank you.
We got a minute. Do you have a comment?
Jesus. Mm, 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 mm.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone?
Thank you, Jesus.
425, do you have a quick comment before we out completely?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm almost out of time, but I'm just glad to listen.
Yes, sir.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you for joining.
Good.
We thank
good
you.
Listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
Be encouraged.
I am.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
I am thank
sure.
You.
Thank you.
Thank okay.
You.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Brother,
thank you.
We got a couple of minutes, brother. I thought we had Eldris on the line. Brother?
No. I'm just enjoying everything tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. I've enjoyed everything.
Glad.
Every word that's been said is
yeah.
a blessing.
Yeah.
Mm. It's been good
yes,
to just be here to listen in.
Yes. Glad you have joined us also.
Yes,
sir. We thank God for you. All of the listeners,
yes,
we thank
sir.
God for you, and we thank God for the comments. And lastly, but not, lastly, we've heard testimony, you know, we've heard witnesses. Those of you that aren't saved, you know, listening, you're getting information for yourself. It's interesting, but you can't be like the next person in line. You have to be yourself in the Lord. Find out, you'll hear about suggestions and encouragements and hope from other people, but you have to find them out for yourself.
Yes, you
have to.
Yes, you do.
Because he
you
has something for you.
Yeah.
He has something for you. And what he has for you,
you
can't nobody else
take
it. So let's not wander. Let's not wander those blessings that God has for us. They have been put aside from before the foundation of the world. And they are still there wanting people to step up and ask for forgiveness for their sins and truly trust God and believe in his word and be accepted into God's kingdom. Be accepted into God and to know for ourselves, as our pastor would say, know that you know that you know that you know without a doubt that you're saved.
Yes, Lord.
And you can help somebody else through your life, your lifestyle, through whatever comes about. And I always ask God to let these words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. We need all the help we can get in this evil and perverse world. God and his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, they are there for us. They are there for us. And they're not going to just volunteer and come into our life. We have to ask. And then we have to look. We have to search it out for ourselves. And when that time is right, God will reveal what we need to do to step into the spiritual world. We give God the praise and glorify his holy name. Thanks.
Yes.
Have a blessed night, each and every one of you. Thank you again for joining us. Shalom, family.
Yeah.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.